Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, last week, Ireland's mobile operators began implementing this new system, which was set up by ComReg, aimed at stopping fraudulent text messages. But the rollout of the scheme is causing some confusion because some legitimate texts are being labelled as likely scams. Well, let's explain what's happening now. Adrian Weckler is with us, technology editor with the Irish Independent. And Adrian, you're writing about this today. Let's start, though, with the crackdown on the scam texts and why people are a little bit confused by how it's working.
Yeah, long overdue, a crackdown on scam texts. Big, big problem in Ireland. Millions every year, costs over 100 million euro in fraud. And what the telecoms regulator ComReg came up with was a scheme together with the mobile operators, the big three, which is Vodafone, Air and Three, to basically create a database or a verified register where companies and organizations that use their name in text messages. So if RTE was sending a text message to a customer for any reason, the text message might come up as RTE. Maybe I don't know what that text might be, but typically banks use it, insurers use it, sometimes doctors use it, hospitals use it. And that's what the scammers usually go for. They try and fake, or what's called as spoofing, those company names within the text message system, the SMS system, which is a very old system. So what this register does is it basically creates a system whereby it's very difficult to do that. And if you get a text message from AIB or Aviva or anyone else, and it says the company name, if that company has registered with the database, it will go through as normal. If they haven't, then the new system will assume that it's an attempted fraud or an attempted scam, and it will be labelled as likely scam.
And that comes in, the person who sent the message or the entity that sent the message is likely scam. That's the title of it, right, when you see it?
That's the title of the message, and that's to every single Irish smartphone or mobile phone, and that's through all mobile operators.
So why then are we hearing from listeners, including this one? I got a text from my GP yesterday and it was marked likely scam.
Yeah. So there's significant teething problems, I think you could call it. So about 8,000 organizations, companies, utilities, service providers, medical service providers have signed up for this database. Now, a few haven't. So those that haven't, and they're trying to send you a text message, maybe about an appointment or something or some other information, that will be labeled as likely scam if they're using their practice's name, their company's name, if you follow me. If they just send it from an 087 or an 086 or an 085 number or whatever, it won't. It's treated as normal. But it's a little bit more complicated even than that, because let's say you are, let's say you're a bank. Oftentimes the bank will outsource that service for sending out texts, marketing texts, follow-up texts, to a third-party IT service provider. Now you have to have two organizations that sign up for this register, but the bank and the third-party IT service provider. Now, all of that should still be fine, and that should still all be doable, and there's been lots of time to prepare for this. The real problem is that what ComReg, the telecoms operator, is saying or admitting is that even if you did go through all of those steps, even if your doctor did sign up with the official register, there's still a chance that their texts to you will turn up as likely scam. In other words, there's a problem with the system.
There's a glitch. There's a problem then.
There's a glitch.
And listen, I think you're right. The bigger companies like the banks or whatever big commercial entities, you would expect them to register and their third party text companies to register. They should have all that done. But if they have it done, or if the GP or the dentist has it done and they're still getting branded likely scam, that's a problem, isn't it?
It's a huge problem for two reasons. First, because there's an awful lot of people who, if you think particularly of hospital appointments, that's a one that we zeroed in on today, because there are a lot of hospital texts that are being sent out for appointments. Maybe you're waiting 12, 18 months for an appointment. Maybe it's for something like a hip replacement. Maybe you're not a tech expert and you hear about all these scams and you're told all the time never to pay attention to texts that have anything to do with scams. You're never to click on a link and you're to delete it immediately. And maybe you delete that text, that's your appointment gone. So you can see where the problem is here. The issue is, apart from the fact that of these teething problems, it's a little bit weird that they're having these problems, having had like 9 or 10 months to prepare the system. It could confuse the public and also and make them lose faith in this system, which is supposed to be cracking down on scam texts, which we all want.
Yeah, so we could end up, we could start ignoring the likely scam warning, right? Now, I've had a message from this, seems to be from a company. Our organisation, a large insurance company, have followed all procedures. We've registered with Comreg. Mm. Our SMS messages are nonetheless being marked as likely scam. What's Comreg saying to you, Adrian, about this?
So Comreg is saying that it is aware of the problem. It gave me a statement last night to say that it's aware that that some that have already registered with their sender ID system are getting modified to likely scam. And it says the Comreg is working with the mobile service providers and relevant parties to resolve this issue as soon as possible. So not a huge amount of detail there. It is the mobile service providers, in other words, the mobile operators, that implement this, but it is Comreg that takes ownership of the system effectively. So we'll have to wait and see whether it gets fixed soon.
I got one of these messages this morning. I know it's not a scam, but I was told it was a scam. And I'm trying to figure out how I followed through on this message to get the number of the sender. So say I wanted to verify if this is real or not. It's actually quite difficult to do it, because when it's marked with likely scam, there's no contact details on it.
No, and also there is a problem in that once it's marked as likely scam, it's difficult or impossible to unmark it as likely scam, because oftentimes on your phone, on your smartphone, if a message comes in, maybe it goes into a folder called other or spam, and you can unmark it and you can include it and verify it. You do the same in WhatsApp. You don't seem to be able to do this at the moment with the likely scam messages, which means that any follow-up text that you get will also go into that likely scam. And it also groups messages together. So you now maybe have like a folder or a file on your phone saying likely scam with all sorts of messages going into it. So it's a bit of a mess.
Yeah, more messages coming in. We've tried to register our business multiple times. We've been unable to register. No clear answers from anyone. They use a third-party provider to send text messages and they won't assist at all. To register, you need a number, which we don't have. It must be up to the third-party provider to register, surely. Now, you always expect teething problems, but as you say, there's been loads of time to get ready for this. This really shouldn't be happening.
No, it shouldn't. Now, just on the specific point of registering. So on Comreg's own website, comreg.ie, there is a fairly clearly marked section where you can go on, find out about how to register your organization, your company. Maybe you have a small medical practice and you just haven't gotten around to it yet. Maybe your third-party provider isn't doing it. You want to let them know that your own customers or people you're sending texts to are getting this. It's quite clearly marked on the website, and you can actually proceed and take steps to doing that on their website. It doesn't really take an awful lot. But like, I'm getting like hundreds of examples now from people all around the country who are, you know, confused, they're annoyed. A lot of people are kind of jaded. They're just thinking, what should we expect? I sort of half expected something like this to happen. But the danger here is just people not taking them seriously.
Yeah, and more coming in to us as well. I'm a teacher. I've signed up to paperless payslips that come from government.ie portal yesterday. This text was marked as likely scam and it was fully legit. That's extraordinary.
I mean, it is. And it's happening a lot, for example, to verification codes. So often when you sign up for something or you pay something or you buy a ticket, you'll often be sent a verification code or two-factor authentication, they often call it, for security. And a lot of those, and these are from big companies like Google, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of those are being marked as likely scams. So now you're wondering, is this the same kind of text that I get that's guessing when I went through the toll and that's a scam? You know, it's just a mess.
Well, really, they have until October to sort this out properly, because yeah. that's the date, isn't it, Adrian, when we won't even see the messages. Now, they'll be blocked.
That is D-Day, because they really have to sort it out before October. So the way this system works, it's a graduated system. From last week, July the 3rd, you see likely scam at the top of the text. From October the 3rd, they are blocked. So had they introduced the blocking mechanism now, you wouldn't be seeing your hospital appointments or your doctor's appointments or your two-factor authentication codes. So, yeah, I think there's a strong impetus on to get them sorted out before then.
Yeah, we really need to hear from Comreg on this. I know you got a statement last night, but given the reaction that we're getting, and Adrian, the reaction you're getting as well, and the messages that are coming to you, we need a clear explanation as to what's happening here, particularly with the companies that have registered and were told they had registered successfully and it's not working for them. We've been in touch with them this morning at Comreg. They haven't come back to us yet, but we'll let you know if we do hear back from them throughout the morning. Adrian, thank you so much for talking us through that one. Adrian Weckler there, who's technology editor with the Irish Independent. Now, after 11 o'clock, we'll be taking a closer look at recurrent tummy pain in children, what triggers it and how to treat it. But next, have you ever considered becoming a nun? It's never too late, you know. Maura Faye visits St. Mary's Abbey in Glencairn. She'll be with us after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.